Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Everyone wants to use their personal gifts and really do some good for other people. But so often we feel like we don't know enough and we're not good enough. Well, let me tell you about Pauline Jericho. Blessed Pauline Jericho, who was born in Lyon, France in 1799. She grew up in an age shortly after the French Revolution, which sought to rid France of its Catholic faith and to establish a society built on science and reason alone, kind of like our culture today. And even many of her family and friends had very little interest in religion or prayer, and they knew almost nothing about their faith. About this, she writes in her diary, "The spiritual ills of my country were increasing before my very eyes, and I was convinced that the interior intuitions that showed them to me so clearly arose from the very heart of truth. My great desire was that I might be allowed to fill the hearts of believers with the same deep and vivid sense that God had given me of his great indignation against his people and of the power of prayer to dispel it. I had heard of great results from the use of the rosary, and I had hoped it possible to revive the devotion in France, believing it would calm the anger of heaven and produce living fruit in the souls of all people." And even though Pauline was not a priest or a nun, and she was just 27 years old, and she desperately longed for a way to set the hearts of all people on fire for Jesus. And then she remembered that every time the church faced a similar crisis, it was the rosary that renewed it. And Pauline knew that Mary and the rosary could lead the world back to Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In 1826, Pauline began to gather people in groups of 15 to pray the rosary. She also distributed good books for meditation material because she knew the rosary was meant to be a meditation on the life and teachings of Jesus and not just a mechanical saying of words while our minds wandered. So her method was simple. Invite people to come together and pray the rosary. Give them something to think or meditate upon while they pray, and they called it the Living Rosary. And after just 5 years, it spread to every country in Europe, and within 8 years, there were more than 1 million members with no social media. Pauline wrote, "The Rosary groups should invite anyone, the good, the mediocre, and others who had nothing to offer but their goodwill. 15 pieces of coal. One is well lit, there are 4 or 5 that are half lit, and the rest not lit at all. But put the 15 together, and you have a blazing fire." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The great doctor on prayer, Teresa of Avila, she knew the value of having a small group of family and friends with whom she could share life and share her faith. In her autobiography, she writes about inviting a small group of friends to get together. And she says, "I should like the 5 of us who at present love each other in Christ to make a kind of pact that since the others in these times gather together in secret against God, His Majesty, to prepare wicked deeds and heresies, we might seek to gather together sometime to free each other from illusion and to speak about how we might mend our ways and please God more, since no one knows himself as well as others who observe him if they do so with love and concern for his progress." What a great example. Teresa of Avila, who knew more than anyone about the spiritual life, She knew she couldn't grow in faith and holiness alone, that she needed this small group of family and friends, people she could get together with regularly, that she could talk with in an unfiltered way, so that she could grow stronger, not weaker. For this reason, she got together often with her five friends, Father Garcia, Father Gaspar, the layman Francisco, and the laywoman Donna Ulloa. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our Lady is the remedy that God has sent into the world in these troubled times, and she has asked us to pray the rosary every day. And it is powerful that all over the world people are learning their faith and how to meditate at the School of Mary in the rosary through this podcast. But I know what a mother loves most, and that's when her kids come together. And that's why Our Lady said, "Dear children, in this time of grace, I am calling you to prayer with the heart. Little children, create prayer groups where you will encourage each other to the good and grow in joy. Little children, you are still far away. That is why continue to convert anew and choose the way of holiness and hope, so that God may give you peace in abundance." Our Mother knows what we need. We need each other, but we have to take the steps to come together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
On May 29, 2012, a 3-year-old little girl named Maylene experienced a life-threatening incident when she choked on her food. Her father, Emmanuel, recalls the harrowing moment when her heart stopped as he held her in his arms. But she was resuscitated by paramedics. However, she fell into a coma and her health worsened. The medical team suggested withdrawing life support, but during this critical period, a parent from Maylene's school informed Cardinal Barberin of Lyon about her situation. The cardinal then initiated a novena seeking Pauline Jericho's intercession for Maylene's recovery, especially through the Living Rosary groups in Lyon. Remarkably, on the day the novena concluded, as Maylene was being transported to hospice, she regained consciousness in the ambulance, calling out for her mother. Her neurological functions completely restored. By December, she left the hospital in excellent health. Then, on December 22nd, when Emmanuel, her father, and Maylene were out for a stroll, when he was pushing her in the stroller down the street, they ran into the neurologist. Surprised, the doctor asked, "Who is this little girl?" And Emmanuel said, "It's Maylene." And the doctor said, "Impossible." This extraordinary recovery was deemed the miracle attributed to the intercession of Pauline Jericho, paving the way for her beatification on May 22, 2022. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what were you reflecting on? I think it's pretty significant that we have this young woman, Pauline, who is involved with the rosary, and she really transforms the world. And here you are, a young woman, very involved with moving the rosary around the world. I think that's pretty amazing.
No, that's exactly why I think it's incredible. I feel like Pauline is the gold standard of what we want our movement to be.
Because what do you mean?
We don't just want to be sitting here praying alone in a room, but we really want people to be praying with us, and we want them to be inspired to do more. I think that's the thing that really struck me in the beginning, was just people feel like they're not qualified. It's similar to a recent conversation we had on we feel like that's not our responsibility. Like, we're not the person who should be stepping in. But I feel like there's this misconception that we're not good enough, and that's why it won't work.
Yes.
And that, A, that keeps us from doing so many great things across the board, whether that's leading others spiritually, even picking up a new skill, learning a language, starting a new business endeavor. It's this idea that I can't do it right now, so I'll never be able to do it, and I'm not even going to try because I don't think I can.
Yeah.
But especially when it comes to the spiritual life, I think we're missing out on the main point, which is that it's not so much that we can do it, God can do it with us.
You just hit it. It's a weird form of pride.
Yeah.
Because pride is self-reliance.
Mm-hmm.
And Pauline was just sitting, literally sitting in her home, her family's home, before the fireplace, her Her parents were playing cards with somebody, and she was just sitting there thinking, what can I do? And she was inspired with this idea, but she trusted in God. She relied on God. And he carried it all over the world.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. We're stuck. We suffer from this idea. I don't know enough. I'm not good enough. But that's the weapon the devil uses to discourage us. Where God and Our Lady want to mobilize the forces of change.
I liked that phrase that if people are gathering in secret against God, then we need to gather for God. That's the very least we have to do. And I think, like you said, it's prideful to think that if either I can do it entirely on my own or I can't do it at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are the two forms of pride. Complete self-reliance or timidity.
Yeah. This hopelessness that there's just no way it can get done because I assume I have to do it all myself.
Yeah. Yeah. And there are so many young people like you out there praying the rosary with us who they want to do something really great. And we all want and need friendship. So let's just combine them together. Let's just take the risk and invite some friends.
Yeah.
And start doing it.
Believe that you can. Believe that God can do it through you. Want to do it.
I know a couple of great young women in Cincinnati.
Oh, you're just talking with a good friend of ours, John Leindecker, and he pointed out that his two daughters, Cecilia and was it Lucy?
Lucy.
That pray every single night, and they're getting real sick and tired that we're not really focusing on a very important part of our audience, which is just younger people. I feel that way.
Yeah. So right now we're putting out the challenge to Lucy and Cecilia to start their rosary groups.
We'll start helping you guys a little bit more, but you guys got to make your big leap too.
And not just for young people, but for everybody. Your grandpa, my father, 87 years old, he gets 10 to 15 people together every Thursday night for a rosary group, no matter what. Blessed Pauline Jericho, intercede for us to have the courage and the humility to trust in Jesus and to invite and to set out to mobilize the forces of change. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.